Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. President Obama's new health care law will be bringing in some sweeping changes when it comes to women's preventative care, including free birth control. To talk about how the new coverage will likely affect women across the country, I'm joined by Lori Lamarand, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. Welcome to the program, Lori.
Thanks for having me, Michael. Glad to be here.
Well, anytime you talk about procreation in America, it's bound to become a heated discussion. What do you say to those who think that while providing health care is one thing, to give away birth control to women is almost encouraging promiscuous and dangerous behavior?
Well, I think if we were talking about only very young and unmarried women, that might be an argument. But the fact of the matter is that women's health, including birth care, birth control is health care in the most basic way. It is the one thing that women need on an annual basis, and we're thrilled that this is going to remove the barrier for millions of women.
Is money really the primary factor that women don't acquire birth control?
It often is. You know, I think many people think of their own circumstances if they're covered by insurance now. But even up until a very few years ago, many insurances did not cover birth control. They found it to be unnecessary. And some of those same insurance companies were covering things like Viagra. So that women have been disproportionately bearing the burden of out-of-pocket expenses for decades around these things. And I think this just evens the playing field.
You know, studies are showing that all pregnancies, or that half of all pregnancies in the U.S. are unplanned. With all the knowledge and all the birth control options that are available, why does that rate remain so high?
You know, I think it's something that the United States should be dramatically embarrassed about. We are among the highest in the developed world, and I think it is because that we take the approach to sexuality in such, frankly, a puritanical way, and we really have mixed feelings around it when other places just treat it as appropriate and regular human adult behavior. And I think we still have ambivalence about sexuality in general, and that's what you get. And I think, you know, having half of all pregnancies being unintended by women and families is appalling.
And what about the rate of unplanned pregnancies among teenage girls? Isn't the new health care law going to leave them out of the loop when it comes to these new preventative measures?
Well, they will not be eligible for, most of them will not be eligible for insurance on their own, so it will be up to parents and families to include them. I think they may in fact be held outside of that. And hopefully other programs like the federal family planning program called Title X will be there to help them cover those gaps.
What does Planned Parenthood consider the most effective birth control method, especially for many young unmarried women who may have absolutely no intention of starting a family anytime soon?
Well, certainly we recognize that the only way to ensure that a pregnancy does not happen is to refrain from sexual activity. Having said that, though, we also recognize that in reality, many young women make the choice to be sexually active, and so then we work with them on an individual basis to ensure that they get the preventative care that they need, not only for birth control, but to protect their reproductive health in terms of pap smears and breast exams and the sorts of well women gynecological care that's so important for all women of any age.
Catholic leaders are speaking out against this new law, one saying, quote, some of the birth control medications cause abortion, so this puts it into a whole new realm of morality. Is this in fact true?
I think that if you look at the science, you would find that, in fact, that is not true. And I find it interesting that one of the birth control methods, the morning after pill that the College of Catholic Bishops called out, is actually an over-the-counter drug and would be exempt from this provision as it is. It would only be prescription drugs. So that doesn't apply. And, you know, to believe that that is the main action for something like oral contraceptives, birth control pills, is simply not true in fact.
You know, this morning after pill known as Plan B, it will be included in the new law, which it's more of an after-the-fact approach. Should this method be used regularly?
Well, I think that that's never what you want to have happen. Our hope is that women and couples can plan ahead and, you know, choose the method that's going to be best for them. But certainly things happen, which is why it's referred to as Plan B. Condoms break or, you know, sexual activity happens when people didn't intend it. And being able to try to do something after the fact certainly is helpful. And we should be very clear that Plan B and other morning after formulations do not interrupt an existing pregnancy. It only helps avoid a pregnancy happen in that moment. So it's certainly not an abortifacient. It is not something that causes an abortion and shouldn't be confused as such.
So just to get back to my question of the most effective birth control method, I mean, when it comes especially to younger women, is there one that seems to work better in the sense that doesn't require kind of a daily schedule of consumption?
I think our goal is always to talk to young women about their lifestyle and their family history, their health history, all of those considerations. If you ask me, the most popular birth control method among women under the age of 20, that is probably birth control pills. But to whether or not that is the most effective is really an individual sort of determination that we help young women make on a one-on-one basis.
I'm talking to Lori Lammerin. She's the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. Lori, when it comes to abortions, should the government include that in women's health care coverage and make it free?
Well, let's be very clear that for decades, the Hyde Amendment has prohibited any federal funding from subsidizing abortion care in this country, and we don't see that changing. And I think that whether or not it changes depends on the woman. I think that it in healthcare in general, and I would include abortion in healthcare, some women find themselves in dire circumstances and make that very painful choice. So I think that it should not be that people that have money have access to those things and people that do not have money shouldn't. But I certainly don't see it changing. And at this point, the Hyde Amendment prevents it.
And when you look at the current state of abortion rights in the country, do you think that they are fairly well protected? And do you have any concerns over the challenges that are being made to it?
I've been working in preventative women's health care for more than 26 years, and including abortion care, and certainly the attacks on women's health care in general are unprecedented, and I think that it's not well protected. We have this notion that as long as Roe versus Wade, the landmark decision that protected a woman's right to choose, is in place, that will be an option available to women. But in fact, as it has been shown in many states, you know, the folks that are against abortion on religious grounds have made it clear that they will do anything and everything to dissuade a woman from choosing that. And you know, I feel as if every woman ought to have the appropriate right to, within her own conscience and her own family and her own religious beliefs, do whatever they need to do. And for women that feel like that is not an option for them, we ought to be there for them as well to support appropriate prenatal care and other health care that will allow them to support that decision as well. And I think that we're not well protected in this country, and we live in constant threat that's a right we will lose.
Although with this new law and the preventative care that will now be available to women, is that not a huge leap forward when it comes to women's health care?
Oh, I think it's unprecedented. We've never acknowledged as a nation that reproductive health care, including pap smears, preventative care, is an appropriate part of routine health care. And what Sebelius said in her decision making was that HHS is going to stand behind this, and they're going to say that we should recognize this. And, you know, we're focusing on birth control, but that's not the only thing that this requirement will mandate, and it's primarily for new insurance companies. It certainly doesn't cover existing ones at this point. We'll see if that changes. But it also covers things like routine well woman gynecological care, including pap smears and breast exams. It also covers ensuring that women get help with breastfeeding and breast pumps if that's what they need after their children are born. It covers counseling and help for women that find themselves in dire domestic violence situations. So I think all in all, this regulation really gives a boost up and says that women matter and they shouldn't have to be second-class citizens when it comes to health care.
Finally, if you were to compare the way women's health is treated here in America as compared to other developed countries, how would you generally rank us?
Well, I think overall we have done a very poor job of health care for our country. It remains a privilege in the United States, and I happen to think that that's inappropriate. I happen to think there should be some basic human rights, and health care should be among it. And we have certainly, if we've done poorly in health care, we've done extremely poorly when it comes to women's preventative health care. And we always refer to this as women's health care and birth control as a woman's issue, as if men aren't involved. And I think, of course, that's absurd as well. So this is good for families. It's good to ensure that women can remain healthy by spacing their children, by making sure that they have children when they're intended. And the fact of the matter is, women don't abort healthy and intended pregnancies, and it goes a long way toward reducing the number of women that have to make that dire choice, and we applaud that.
Lori Lamarand, she's the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. Thank you for joining me, Lori.
I appreciate the time, Michael. Good evening. And